You're listening to WWBC Coco, Merritt Island, 1510 AM, as well as W234BI Coco, Rockledge, 94.7 FM, W264AS Rockledge, Melbourne, Palm Bay, Indian Atlantic, Indian Harbor, Satellite Beach, 100.7 FM, and W260CL, Coco, 99.9 FM.
Hello, Space and Treasure Coast. This is Sita Begee on Viewpoint with Sita and Friends, right here in sunny Cocoa, Florida. We are heard on AM 1510 WWBC, FM 94.7, 99.9, 100.7, and everywhere in the world online. Ellen?
That's right, on www.1510wwbc.com. You can hit that live listen button, or listen live button, I should say.
Yeah.
And you'll hear us on any listening device that you have, your phone, computer, anything that you have. Also, we share all of our shows after the show, so you'll see it on our Facebook page. Also, our website, cedamediainc.com. And we make sure that we get those out as soon as possible. It's a WAV file, so everybody can use them. Download and share.
Thank you for being here, Miss Ellen. Allie's not here. We wish her well. She's home taking care of herself. So we sit here on Mondays, and our conversation already started.
It sure did, right?
We chat with people from here in the state of Florida, right here in Brevard, and all over the world, all over the United States, in a very fun, unscripted, interesting, and quite informative manner. We give out very good information about people who want to get involved with the church, people who want to save the environment. Maybe you want to save a whale. You want to learn how to vote.
Write a book.
You want to write a book.
Start a business.
Maybe you just want some advice about financial literacy. We have that as well. We have bankers, mortgages, lots of politicians. We try to be nice to them if they're nice to us.
That's right.
We try to call them out, but sometimes it doesn't work. But I think this is life, right? We found our purpose. And on some Mondays, this is our living room, a home away from home. And Danny has become our little partner in crime here. Mm-hmm. He runs the board, and it's a good day. So today's no different, Ellen. I found this really lovely lady online. Her name is Dani Owens. And Dani has a blog, and she has a website. It's called Dying to be Perfect, which all of us are. She's calling in from Baltimore. And in studio, we have our good friend, as usual, Christy Stewart, here with Love, Inc. And she brought a new friend with her, Tangi. I like your name. What's your last name? Tandy Combs. It's so easy. Why didn't I write Combs on my paper? I don't know. But I did it.
Okay.
I just wrote Tangi and I put an exclamation mark. So Tangi.
It could be one of those one name like Madonna.
Yeah, that's all she needs. Tangi is here with Christy, and they're going to be talking a little bit about Love, Inc. and all the great things that are taking place at Love, Inc. right here in Brevard. All the stuff with the church and the thrift shop and the services offered by Love, Inc. So that'll be our second segment. And our first segment is with Miss Owens, who's taking the time to call in from Baltimore. Good morning, and thank you for calling in on our show, Dani.
Oh, well, thank you for having me, Sita. I'm so excited.
Well, we feel like you're right here with us. And before we start our show, we were going to ask our friend Christy to say a prayer for us, for the United States and the world, and, you know, for all the lives that President Carter touched, because we heard that he went on hospice care in his home, and we want to pray for a smooth transition for President Jimmy Carter and for his loved ones to have love and healing in their hearts.
Oh, I'm happy to do that.
I know you would. I thought it would be great for you to do that.
Okay, wonderful.
And I pray for Dani as well for taking the time to call in from Baltimore.
Absolutely. So, Lord, we just thank you for this time that we have together. And, Lord, today is President's Day. So we just pray right now for Jimmy Carter's family, Lord. We thank you that he will be in your arms soon. And we just pray for a smooth transition. We thank you, regardless of anyone's political view, we thank you for what he sowed into our great nation. And Lord, I thank you so much for Danny, our guest today. Lord, we just pray that everything that we share today will just be a glorifying moment to you. In Jesus' name we pray, amen.
Amen.
Amen. I could say amen. I love it. And I say namaste. And I say anything else that comes to mind, just say it, right?
Exactly right.
Amen.
He hears it all.
Because I don't know. I'm that person that when you have a party, I if I'm taking a picture, I try to get everybody in that picture. And I always thought, why am I like that? And then I realized what it was is I like to be inclusive.
Yeah.
Like I'm the one that would say, hey, come out of the yard quick and jump in here. Because I feel like if you exclude someone, it's not nice, you know?
To the guy cutting your lawn,
exactly.
I know you.
Like,
exactly.
And listen to Danny out there, like she's sitting here with us in our living room. So Danny, you're a mother four, you're 52 years old, a dedicated wife, you enjoy singing in your church choir, and you have a story to tell. So let's talk. Talk to us a little bit about yourself and what's going on with you.
Okay, well, I definitely am still a dedicated mother. I do have four children, but I am in the middle of a divorce after 21 years of marriage. And so that just was a life-changing situation for me. And it bent me, but it didn't break me. And I have, for the last 4 years, been an advocate for mental illness, just for people to just really take time to care for their mental health because of the struggles that I went through when my marriage fell apart, like, in the blink of an eye.
Yeah.
And so I am just on a journey, and through my pain, because my platform is no longer Dying to Be Perfect. That was when I was going through the beginning stages of my healing. But through my healing, I have realized that my pain was for a purpose. And so I have used my pain for the purpose of just letting those who are suffering from depression and anxiety and other mental illnesses to know that they're not alone, that they can talk about it, and that it's okay to not be okay because we all are going through something.
Right. Everybody has a story to tell. So why do you think, of course, you've kind of moved away from Dying to Be Perfect, but why do you feel like you wanted to be perfect? Was it something within the marriage or just society, or you just felt like in order to heal, I have to be perfect?
You know, well, Dying to Be Perfect came from when I tried to, I had a suicide attempt after during my separation. And when I spent some time in a mental health facility and when I was going through my therapy, I realized that the entire time that I was married, I was trying to be this perfect mother, this perfect wife, the perfect friend, and I wasn't focusing on me. I was trying to be, you know, the perfect Christian, just this perfect, just trying to be perfect in everything that I did, and I lost myself.
Well, it broke you. It just broke you.
Well, and you do know that you're perfect just the way you are now, right?
Exactly.
You're enough.
Exactly.
You've always been enough. Got all of
yeah.
that. Oh, amen.
Right. And so that's where, so that's where Dying to Be Perfect came from, just to let people know that, we are trying so hard to be these perfect people who we're never going to be when all we have to do is just be ourselves and be the best us that we can be.
Right.
And so then out of that,
I realized that everything that I went through, although it was painful, it was for a purpose. And God sometimes puts us in situations so that we can come out better.
Well, it makes you stronger, right? Sometimes when you face stuff like that, it makes you stronger. And so, you know, one of the things you wrote when you sent your little information over to me was you also wanted to talk a little bit about depression. And we all know that depression is one of the most common mental health conditions, according to the World Health Organization. Mm-hmm. But so many people are afraid to speak about mental illness or depression or anxiety because of stigmas.
Exactly. Right?
People are just afraid mm-hmm. that they're going to be labeled. So how did you deal with the depression, and what were some of the signs and symptoms that you had?
Well, for a long time, I wouldn't get out of bed. I would spend weeks in bed, literally not eating. I would eat maybe one meal a day. I would have to go to the doctors, and I would call and cancel my doctor's appointment because I just didn't feel like getting dressed. I wasn't working, and that was what had caused my depression, because once the separation happened, there were so many other factors that took place. I had to have surgery, and I was just mentally not in a good place. And so everything just was going downhill. And I went to the doctors. I didn't want to be on medication. And the medication is what kept me, not being on the medication, it's really what kept me from not getting better, because all I could focus on was everything that I had lost, and I wasn't able to see any good that was coming out of anything. And I spoke with my pastor, and he told me to just try it. If I didn't like it, then I could always stop, but I had to start somewhere. And I tried medication. The medication kind of evened me out a little bit, but I would still have my good days and my bad days. But I never had an issue with talking about it, because I never cared. I've never been the type of person that cared what people thought.
Right.
And I think that a lot of times we as humans are so concerned about what other people are going to say about us and what they're going to think about us, when everybody is basically putting up a facade for other people. There are so many people that we think have these perfect lives, and they too are hiding behind who they really are.
Right, and once you started speaking out and speaking with your pastor and the church and all that, did you find that you had a lot of support, that other people were saying, hey, I have this issue as well? Because sometimes when you start speaking about something, people feel compelled to come out and say, well, that's happening to me too.
Yes and no. I lost a lot of friends because there were a lot of people who had the issue that weren't comfortable talking about it, and I had to walk away from them, or they walked away from me. Because sometimes people will walk away because they're not comfortable with their situation. And so I thought that it was me, but then when I realized that they just weren't comfortable because of what they were going through, and they felt like it was going to make them compelled to say something, or they were going to feel some kind of way about themselves, then I started realizing that there were more people that were going through than I knew. And then when I created my Facebook page, people started reaching out to me and saying, oh, my husband left me after 30 years. This happened to me after 20 years. this is going on with me. So, yes, and some people, but the people that were closest to me didn't understand.
Yeah. How sad, right? And, you know, with depression, too, what we notice is a lot of people who are depressed, they can't concentrate. Concentration, and they get irritable. They don't want to have any interaction with people that they were great friends with before. It's painful, right? And you would think that people who are closest to you would notice that.
But it's the dealing with the depression part. It's the, you know, it's the just be happy. Like, and that's supposed to be the cure for it. It's not.
It's not.
You know, just don't go to a bar. Mm-hmm. Just don't. And that's supposed to be the cure for alcoholism. You know, just don't drink. That's not the cure for alcoholism. There's so many underlying things that go along with it, and that's why it is a mental illness.
Well,
and that's why people need
things
help.
Things trigger, right? A lot of things trigger. Sometimes something from your childhood. Sometimes you might see something. It triggers your brain and your heart, your mind. Something is wrong, right? So how did the children cope with watching their mom go through this? Did they understand what was going on?
Well, no, not really. My daughter, my oldest daughter is a therapist, so she did. And my oldest son, yes. But then they don't live in the house with me. So my youngest two children, they really couldn't understand what was going on. It was more so my daughter that lived with me was more so, "Mom, you need to get over it. It's been a month. It's been 3 months. It's been," like, she couldn't understand that you can't get over 21 years in XYZ amount of time. Even now, she still says the same thing because we were together for so long that financially, a lot, he's still financially abusing me. That's a real thing. People don't understand that. And so a lot of my periods where I still have some struggles with my depression is financial. That things that are still a result of what took place. And if you're not in a person's situation, you don't understand what it is they're going through. So it's quick and easy for people to say, "Oh, well, it's been this amount of time." Just like if somebody died, well, you've had a year to grieve, or you've had 5 years to grieve. You can't tell a person how long they should get over something. And so my depression is situational depression.
Right.
And so I'm not depressed all the time. I'm depressed when certain things happen to trigger my depression and to make me go back to my event. So
do you find, Dani, that sometimes you feel like you have periods of where you feel like worthlessness and you have to say snap out of it because it's not you, it's the depression, it's what you have become after 21 years left and left you with a broken person? Do you find like you feel like, "Oh, why me?" And also you did touch on the fact that you did try to hurt yourself as well, and that is also something that comes when people are depressed.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And what did you seek any help once you got to that point where you wanted to hurt yourself?
I did. I was in counseling prior to, and I'm in counseling now.
Well, we are, you know, you sharing your story with us, what we hear is a beautiful woman who is so worthy of love and kindness, and you have so much compassion. We feel like you're a friend sitting with us, and we're chatting, we're having this invisible cup of coffee. What other means of support did you try? Because, you know, sometimes people say, just sit down and breathe for 10 minutes. Take deep breaths, go for a walk in the park, meditate, try to do the self-love and the self-care thing, and just tune everybody else out. Did you try any of those things as well once you found yourself in this tough spot?
Well, I say I used all of those things. I used self-love. I used prayer. And I used therapy and medication. Because no one thing alone works. You have to use all of the tools that are there for you, and not everyone's situation is the same. I just need people to understand that every person is different, and we don't all handle things in the same manner. And so we just have to be gentle with one another. We have to love one another, and we have to understand that because a person doesn't look a certain way doesn't mean that they're not going through something.
I want to say, and preach, sister. Yeah.
I can only be thankful that I don't look like what I've been through. God has been good to me in the midst of, and my kids have been very supportive. And that's another thing, that you just have to have really supportive people around you. For all of the people that I did lose in the process, the ones who stayed were the ones that really matter. And I don't know if any of you have been through
Well, Tangi is going to jump in here. Tangi is going to jump in here because she's shaking her head a lot. And we all have it. Go ahead, Tangi.
Yes, it's a difficult thing to go through. But
hold on a second, Dani. Hold on one second.
Present with yourself in telling a story so that you change the community. You change the atmosphere of what it looks like for someone going through depression and someone being in the situation that you were in. I was married for 20 years, and my husband walked out and left me and my daughters. It was devastating. Financially, it was devastating. Mm-hmm. Emotionally, mentally, it was devastating.
Mm-hmm. Physically
devastating. And so all of this comes together at one time. And let me tell you, that community of people that you begin to put together, because sometimes we have to put it together,
mm-hmm.
So that it works for us. I commend you for being present and for creating an environment where you are allowing people to come in and be themselves. I want to encourage you, because there is fullness on the other side of this. I'm just so glad that you're taking the journey and you're walking through it.
Yes. And so Dani, when you give your speeches and you speak, you are an advocate now for mental health, depression, and anxiety. Where are some of the places that you speak, and how can people reach you if they wanted to reach you?
Well, if they want to reach me, they can send me an email at DanielleOwens62@gmail.com. My blog is dyingtobeperfecter.com. That's dyingtobeperfecter.com. And my Facebook page is Dying to Be Perfect.
Yeah.
I'm in the process now of working with NAMI. And
that's a National Association for Mental Health, I think. That's
right.
Yes.
So just you know, speaking about mental health and just telling my story so that other people know that there is life left after death, after divorce, after hurt.
After loss. You know, your people get people get depressed even after the loss of a pet, loss of a job. And, you know, what I've learned in nursing is it's okay from time to time for people to get depressed. It's okay. You just have to know the signs and symptoms. Everybody is different.
Yeah.
And for some people, it's calling a friend. For some people, it's going for a walk. For some people, it's getting medication. But it's okay. We shouldn't feel like we can't talk about it, right?
Yeah.
And I think that's the first step in healing is when you say, oh my gosh, today I'm not myself. I'm depressed. And once you own it, you can talk about it.
Absolutely. The other thing too is that, you know, as women, we have to support one another. We can't keep thinking that because we did it and got through it, that somebody else can do it too, because we're not all built the same. So we have to be gentle and loving, and we can't be selfish and afraid to tell our story because of what other people are going to think. Because just telling our story and just saying, I've been there, I understand. I might not know what you're going through. I might not know how you feel, but I've been there.
Ellen, you wanted to jump in here. My co-host, Ellen, has been through a lot the last year, and we've been here for her, but I see it every Monday when I see her. I know her pain is there, and she's trying her best. And I love you, Ellen, and I understand.
And that's all. Sometimes that's all it takes, but we can't be judgmental. There's so many people that's judging and telling other people, oh, just get it together, just pick. And my daughter and my youngest daughter and I, because her and her father are so close, she's a daddy's girl. She, I guess, is one of, just, my, come on, it's been so long, but she doesn't understand that, you know, when you file for divorce after somebody leaves you and then they appeal a divorce and it's keeping you still financially strapped where you can't comfortably pay your bills, that triggers you.
Let me give you a different perspective, though. Your daughter's looking at you and saying, oh my gosh, how strong she is that she's getting through all of this. And she's saying, come on, Mom, like, you can do this. She's given you the strength and saying that you've given her the power and you've given her the confidence to not go through what you went through in the way that you went through it. So look at it from a different perspective. You've got somebody that's younger that's looking up at you and actually seeing you as a hero, not what's in your head or how you feel about yourself, but actually a whole different perspective.
But we just have to really be gentle and not judge, and we also have to be transparent about what's really going on, because when we're not transparent, we make other people think that this thing isn't real.
Well, you know what? We're going to wrap up the segment, but one thing that I want to say too is, as we get older, we change, and our life experience change, and the young ones don't see the changes in us.
We
know our changes. It's mental, it's emotional, it's physical, it's financial. Little kids don't see that. You're worrying about you're getting older, and you know you have to have money for health insurance and rent and food and car payment and insurance. The little one is not looking at that. So sometimes you got to hit them straight up and say, listen, let me tell you why I'm depressed.
Exactly.
Have the cheat sheet out and say, the checks and balances don't add up and your daddy's not pulling his weight. So let's let you go talk to him.
Absolutely.
Ellen, take it away.
Well, once again, Danny, thank you so much for sharing your story today and being an inspiration to everyone, all of our listeners here on 1510 WWBC and Viewpoint with Sita and Friends. But we do have to take a quick minute and listen to our sponsors, and we'll be right back after these messages. Stay tuned.
Cloud 9 Mattress and Furniture is a family-owned furniture dealer featuring the best and most affordable brands. They offer all servicing for free. The delivery, setup, and home, removal of old furniture, and warranty. Work with a reputable and experienced local business as they strive for excellence with their customers. Scotty's been in the mattress and furniture business for 32 years. You can shop online, call, or stop into the showroom to place an order. They are conveniently located inside the Merritt Square Mall and service all of Brevard County and Central Florida. Super savings sale happening now. That's Cloud 9 Mattress and Furniture, 321-459-2473. Visit them on the web at cloud9furniture.com. Again, 321-459-2473 for Cloud 9
when you
Mattress
need medical care,
and Furniture.
Need it fast. MedFast Urgent Care is faster and less expensive than emergency rooms. MedFast is open 7 days a week, now with 13 locations, including one in Volusia County. With so many MedFast urgent care centers, there is a MedFast near you. MedFast offers top quality care that is close by, and the number is easy to remember. That is 321-MEDFAST. Just call 321-MEDFAST. No one wants to wait in an emergency room for hours and get even sicker when you get the high bill. What you want is medical care fast. That's why you call MedFast, where most patients are seen and treated in less than an hour. So when you need medical care fast, call 321-MEDFAST.
Are you longing for a taste MedFast of Louisiana? Lizette's Cajun Bistro is the place to be. They offer Cajun and Creole staples as well as American, vegan, and vegetarian options. The restaurant is located at 2447 North Wickham Road, Unit 146. All menu items are prepared daily from scratch and made to order. Dine in or take out as well as outside seating, live music on selected weekends. So the next time you have a taste for Louisiana, stop by Lizette's Cajun Bistro. 2447 North
Wickham Road. Located in Titusville, Florida, Dixie Crossroads has been serving great tasting seafood, char-grilled steaks, prime rib, chicken, fresh salads, and their famous corn fritters for over 31 years. The menu features the very best local shrimp and fish from Port Canaveral and ranges from low-cost sandwiches and baskets to high-end seafood combos. Visit this Florida favorite at 1475 Garden Street in Titusville. That's Dixie Crossroads, 321-268-5000. 321-268-5000, or visit them on the web at DixieCrossroads.com.
Is
a certified public accounting and a registered investment advisory firm with over 30 years of productive relationships with clients. Choctaw Financial Group can assist you in meeting your accounting, tax, and business consulting and financial planning and insurance needs without expanding your internal workforce. With three locations here in Florida, here in Brevard County, Broward County, and Nassau County, contact Jotkoff Financial Group here in Brevard at 321-984-7345. Located at 1122 South Wickham Road in Melbourne, that's Jotkoff Financial Group. On the web, you'll find them at www.jotkoff, that's JOTKOFF.com. Call the professionals.
There's something special about the place we call home. It's the place we live our lives, spend time with family and friends, and make our own. At St. Francis Reflections Hospice, we consider it a privilege to care for you wherever your home may be. We put our hands, hearts, and skills into providing high-quality hospice care in your home. To learn more about how we reflect life, love, and compassion, visit www.reflectionslsc.org.
Welcome back, dear listeners. This is Sita Begee on Viewpoint with Sita and Friends right here on AM 1510 WWBC, FM 94.7, 99.9, 100.7, and everywhere on the World Wide Web.
That's right. On 1510wwbc.com, you can catch our show live. You just hit that Listen Live button, and you'll hear us on any one of your listening devices. or you can get an archive of our show. You just buy date. And then, of course, we have it on our website and Facebook page. But I do have a little public service announcement about one of our great friends that's doing fantastic things. Terry Spain is the CEO of Terry Spain Consulting, and he's putting on a empowerment summit in Kenya, actually in Africa. The event is going to be the 26th and 27th. It's Eldoret, Kenya, at the Moiben Technical College is where they're having it. Five fantastic speakers are going there to empower the lives of young men in Kenya. And it's such a great organization and such a great inspirational summit that people will go to. But they're looking for donations for people to go over and to be able to support that. And they will also have it live so that you can hear it. You can hear about the speaking and the inspiration that they're providing.
I almost wish I was a young man so I could go.
I know. It's the first time like I've been booted out of something.
Nowadays, you could fix that.
That's right. Not today, Sia. Not today.
So our second segment is, I always love when Christy comes on from Love, Inc. And Christy Stewart is the executive director. And on her official bio, says ex-official board member. And she is here with Tanji. And Tanji, it's so nice to have you on board. Tanji Coombs, you're from the city of New Orleans. Wow. And you're here with Love, Inc. and the Outreach Ministry.
Yes,
director.
Partnership coordinator.
Great. So I want to read off everything about Love, Inc. because I want Christy to talk to us about Love, Inc., their mission, their work-life balance. I love that. And all the stuff you guys are doing to help other churches and other people here in Brevard County, Florida.
Yes. So our mission is to mobilize the church. So that's the main thing we do. And the church comes alongside and helps people in need, and we change communities. So the people that we're helping in need, it's a hand up, not a handout. So they are part of the process. And we talked a lot about this in the last segment. We look at people holistically. So if we want to understand why this person's in need, and so we walk with them spiritually, physically, emotionally, and relationally, so they can be set free. And we do that through relationship, right? It's when we come alongside one another and get to know one another, when we can be real and authentic, which is what we just talked about. So really helping them get sustainable. And we bring lots of resources around that person, and we're calling them weekly and encouraging them right where they are to move forward in that transformation.
So Tanji, what we're hearing is it's a lot of listening. Because in order for people to heal, you have to be a good listener.
You must be a good listener in order for people to heal, because they're going to tell you their story, whether it's through situations and circumstances, whether it's through their hearts, their speaking. When we're listening, we can hear deeper about what it is that they're going through.
So, Christy, let's talk a little bit. The last time you came, we talked a little bit about helping people to get on their feet. Yes. And they had to show that they were truly interested in doing it. It's not a handout. Here, take this, and we hope you heal. You got to show it.
Yes.
And I like what Love, Inc. talks about with the work-life balance. That is such, that's like, should be in everybody's vocabulary.
Yes, right? Absolutely.
Because even if you don't need help, it is a balance in life.
It is, absolutely. So Work Life is actually a brand new program that we just started last night.
Yes.
It's been in the works for a couple of years, but we have 10 different participants, and we have a budget mentoring class as well. And basically, we're helping people to find better employment, or even just employment in general. And so, Tanji, you want to share a little bit more about it?
Well, I think this is so wonderful. We're so excited about launching this. This is part of our life curricula, which is a series of sort of like university-style classes for life.
And yeah, you guys are professors in the University of Life.
Yes, we are. I'll take that, Sita.
Change your business card.
Yeah. And it's so important. We talk about this holistic approach because when the participants come in, we have dinner ready. And the participants, as well as the facilitators, all sit down together and have a meal together. It is like a mutual common place. We are here to help one another. We're here to hear what's happening. And after that meal, they go into their separate classes, and they work through what it is that they're there for. If it's budget mentoring and how to budget, or if it's for work life, and how to be a better employee. We're making people employable, and we're bringing the businesses that want to hire people right there to them. I mean, it was just an amazing launch last night.
So it's a non-judgmental place.
Oh, yes.
Nobody's here to judge. We're here to help.
Yes.
So, Christy, tell our listeners on Viewpoint with Sita and Friends about the partners that you partner up with to help over at Love Inc.
Well, we are not.
So good.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Well, one thing I love about Love Inc. is we don't duplicate what's already being done well in the community. So we link up with other organizations, other nonprofits, other businesses that are trying to achieve the same thing. And I'll give you one quick story. We were brought to the table just before Christmas when we had that cold snap and found out that there was no cold night shelter in the city of Melbourne. And so within a week, we had that first meeting, we had the mayor of Melbourne there. We had Brevard Homeless Coalition. We had Daily Bread. We had HCI. We had our Friends and Neighbor, which is a grassroots organization, all coming together and saying, how are we going to solve this problem? A week later, it got cold. But the mayor went to the city council and said, hey, what are we going to do about this? And so they have agreed to open up any community center that's not being rented. So that very next Friday, that's exactly what we did. And we could have never pulled that off without all those organizations working together,
yes,
that
yes.
collaboration.
Yes.
And we were in charge of the volunteers.
This was in Palm Bay?
No, this is in the city of Melbourne.
Yeah.
And we were in charge of volunteers, and so we reached out to the church and got volunteers, 34 volunteers, for a Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. And it was beautiful. We had each night about 54 different homeless people come in, and by the end of the weekend, it wasn't your homeless person, it was your Bill. You're Nancy. Like, how can I come alongside you? And several of these folks became Loving clients that we are now helping more long-term. But that is the community piece, the transfer
well,
of the
well,
community.
Well, the cold weather brought them in, but you're able to change their hearts and minds now, right?
Yes.
So, Tanji, let's talk a little bit about the meaningful relationships with these folks, affirmation, acceptance, and affection. Because they come in because it's cold, but now they're clients. And you're going to help them.
Absolutely. And what I love about Love Inc. is some of the first steps in, we pair them with a mentor. These mentors are volunteers that have been trained to walk alongside people in need, whether they're homeless or whether they are widowed, whether they just have small children and they need food. And the mentors come alongside as a support system to help them walk through this. They're praying for them. They're given affirmation. They want to know what's going on in their lives. And this is happening weekly. Sometimes it's happening twice a week. So it's just an amazing setup of people who want to love people generally, genuinely and right where they are.
Yeah, and how long is the class? The classes that everyone has to go through.
This is 8 weeks.
To get this work-life balance.
Yes, it's an 8-week course. Is how long the classes last, and it's from 6:30 to 8 in the evenings. I want to make sure I got that right. 6:30 to 8 in the evenings, and it's just an amazing time of community is what this is. Yes, we're teaching classes. We want to help you get where you need to get, but we're doing this through community.
Right, and Christy, where do you find the participants for the classes? Because I know it's on Facebook.
Yes.
And of course through Viewpoint with Sita and
yes,
Friends.
Yes.
And we'll try to help.
Yes.
But you have to have willing participants.
Yes. And thank you, Sita. We so appreciate the opportunity to be here today. Because that's the beautiful thing about radio is that you can get it all across the county. It's a great medium. So we serve all people. And so our phone number is 321-253-9542. And you can call in, share your need. We take just a few minutes to help you understand that we're not an emergency service. Now, that doesn't mean money's not involved, because certainly it is once you're a client. But if they want to move forward, that's when we connect them up with a mentor. And we do a pretty extensive intake. But we serve all people. I mean, transformation is hard. And oftentimes, some of our clients will be with us for 1 to 2 years. Because it's hard and it's long. But if we ever have a client, we have like a 3-call rule. So if we've tried to reach you 3 times and you're not calling us back, we just have to assume your needs have been met. But when we have people that say, hey, this is not for me, it's like,
No problem. Like, just call us when you're ready. I think about my own life. When God's trying to teach me something, if I'm not getting it, he brings it back around and around and around. So I think it really is about timing.
I sent you a helicopter. I sent you a boat. I sent you a dog.
Well, yes.
Well, you know, recently, and this is something Ellen talks about all the time, and it kind of stuck in my brain, too. I just posted something on Facebook a little while back about, you know, when students leave high school, they should be able to cook, sew, sweep, mm-hmm. wipe down a microwave,
yes.
clean a toilet,
yes.
make a bed.
Yes.
I mean, making your bed is like the ultimate sacrifice of, here I come, world, look
Amen.
Out, right?
Amen.
Like, it's like, where have we gone wrong in that we have all these adults walking around that, I mean, they can't even boil water. Mm-hmm. And then these people are going on and getting pregnant and having children. Mm-hmm. Then the children can't. So this is where places like Love, Inc. and the mentoring comes in so handy.
Yes, yes.
Because you're judging. I mean, you're not judging people.
Not
you're going to help them. Because, you know, oftentimes we're so concerned about the material world, the possessions, what we have, instead of how can we make our own lives simpler and better, which is simple things.
Yes.
And I'm sure you see a lot of that.
And that's really what brings people to our doorstep, is they have a tangible need. But we know that there's so much more going on, and we want to help them understand that they're more than just their need. Right. And that we can help put that hand down while they lift their hand up. It's a beautiful picture, and we just help them rise up out of that situation.
What a beautiful way of helping someone without making them feel terrible about their situation. Now, you also have the thrift shop.
Yes.
And that's up and running.
Yes.
And we know that people are able to help with their work-life balance by working a few hours in the thrift shop, and then they get their classes, and you give them that hand up that way,
yes,
too.
Yes, absolutely.
So talk to us a little bit about the thrift shop, and
yeah.
you guys had moved the last time you were here.
Yes, we've been at our current location now for a few years, so we are, it's called Village Thrift Store.
Yes.
And our offices are within the thrift store, and it's at 830 North Apollo Boulevard, so it's at the corner of Apollo and Sarno in the city of Melbourne. And we are asking God for another location and another building. So if any of our listeners out there are interested in donating a building, we have outgrown our space. But 100% of donating to Love Inc. goes right back into helping people in need right here in our county, Brevard County. But I think one of the things you alluded to is if any of our clients need furniture, appliances, houseware, or clothing, they get a voucher, they come in and they shop. Which, you know, bed they color scheme, maybe they need a bed with a pull-out couch, and then they get 80% off of thrift store prices. If they can't pay that 20%, then they can volunteer at a rate of $10 an hour credit. So we're providing a way for people to play a part in their own
solution.
Well,
they've got skin in the game.
They've got skin in the game.
Right? In simple English, right?
Yes.
That's simple English.
Yes.
Simple, right? So, Tangi, how did you get involved with Love Inc.? How did you join the group? Because I see you also had another new member, Rebecca. I see somebody joined.
Our new board member.
Yeah. So she joined the board.
Look at all the in the know.
Yeah. How did you join? How did you end up here?
How did I join? So this is what I love about Love Inc. because we network with our churches and businesses and agencies. And so my husband and I moved here to Melbourne to help build a church. And so we had to have our own money and our own funding, so we had to, you know, find our jobs. And there was a pastor at that church that was on Love Inc.'s emails. They needed, they were looking for a gap coordinator. And this pastor said, I have the perfect person. And he comes to me, he says, I have the perfect place for you. And he connected to do, and it was a match made in heaven.
Yes, yes. It is.
Simple English again. Whoa. And I see that a lot of the things that Love Inc. are doing, it's very powerful, the leadership skills that you guys have there, what you're doing for the teenagers. You guys are trying to bring in the teens with a lot of events. So talk to us about the events you're doing. I saw that you had a Felsmere, was it? You had something?
Yes. Yes, so I think what you're referring to is there is a gentleman here in the city of Melbourne who started a
a nonprofit out in Fellsmere, and it is a food co-op. So people come in.
You give those teenagers food, they'll come.
we'll work for food.
I think they had a parent night.
Yes, they did. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and they have a whole vision to start a whole kids program as well. So they're bringing in the whole community. And, you know, the price of food, we all know, is just astronomical. And so because Palm Bay is right there on the edge of Fellsmere, we're sending a lot of people from the city of Palm Bay down to Fellsmere to get this free food. So, and it's a ministry. So it's a really neat way for the community to, you know, contribute to help people get on their feet.
And there's so many organizations right now that are trying to do the right thing. But one of the things I loved about Love Inc. is that you verify that each request, it's right on your website, they verify each request is legitimate so that churches can be good stewards.
Yes.
You know, and it's that same hand, you know, helping hand to get people engaged. Some of the other benefits of Love Inc., I just wanted to read them off because they're fantastic and people need to know that. They identify the gaps in services in the community and they inform the churches of ministry opportunities, and it lessens the strain on any one church by building a network of churches to work together to meet needs. And I remember when we had that huge crisis, job crisis, and I was hired by CareerSource Brevard, and we had these people with these titles on their cards that were like, you know, miles long. Of course, you can't see my hands in radio. But, you know, they barely fit on a business card. And I would go to those classes to teach people how to get the marketing skills that they needed to get a different type of job when the whole Space Center closed up.
Yeah.
But those were people that had never experienced homelessness, had never experienced financial difficulty, had never experienced...
Well, reaching out for assistance.
Exactly. So, but like, going back to what we've said from the beginning of this part of the segment is, everybody hits hard times.
Yes.
Everybody has those moments.
Yes.
So what happens is it sounds with Love Inc., and this is what I've experienced at least, is that when you go to Love Inc., it sets you up for helping the next person.
Absolutely.
Well, we all know the economic upheaval we're facing in our country is real.
Yes.
It's real, right? Yes. But Christy, how did you become such a humanitarian? Because you are like a human being's new best friend.
Aww.
Always willing to help people, and it shows in your face. Your aura is so beautiful.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, well, you know, I think about Jesus, and you know, he served all people. He didn't ask, you know, where are you from? He just served. And we do understand that relief and restoration have to go hand in hand. So I am very interested, and that's why I believe God brought me to Love Inc., is to help people. There's so much more.
Yes.
There's so much more for each one of us to help people to understand and see their potential, and just how they can, you know, just live better, amazing lives for Christ. Also, back in 2007, when the market crashed, my husband was in real estate, and he lost his job, and we found ourselves at the food bank. So I had very firsthand, tangible experience. This food bank fed us very well, and they treated us with kindness and respect. And having gone through that experience, you all know that, you know, when we go through something that we can really tangibly relate with, then it really changes our heart. It changes who we are.
Right. And the thing is, how do you not care about a family that comes to you and say, I've lost my job, because those of us who pay attention to our world and what's going on, that person now, you're thinking their health insurance, their mortgage, their car payment, their insurance, gas in the car, food. And some people have kids in private schools.
Yes.
Then you have to stop that and start going to public, a whole new friends, curriculum.
Yes. A whole new lifestyle, really.
And the loss of a job for some families is almost like death.
Yes.
Because everything changes at that moment. And Tanji, you could speak for that because you're seeing people like that as well.
Absolutely. Everything changes. And because it all changed for me, I decided that I was going to walk with people because I know what the changes look like. And so it's easier to be compassionate with people who have lost everything and to help them build their self-esteem, build their lives back to where
You've been there too. And and you made a good point about the church wanting to expand. If people have a building or property or whatever, there are people right here in Brevard that do have property and do have buildings. We pass by them every day and they're empty.
Yes.
So maybe if someone is listening and they don't have use for a building, donate it to the church. Why not? Because at the end of the day, we're family. Collectively,
we take all the stuff with us.
Yeah, yeah, we're a village.
That's right.
We're a village. Right. We're not taking the concrete and steel with us.
No.
The box is not that big for your two leg even. So the thing is, if people have property, house, whatever it is, a strip, the church can renovate it and fix it and make it useful.
Yes.
But you're going to die and leave it for who? Your kids are going to, they have enough.
Yes.
Get, donate stuff.
It's a beautiful legacy.
It's okay.
Yeah, to know
it's
going to
go a long way, right?
Yes.
So any events coming up? I know
I wanted to mention that. So we are a nonprofit. So, of course, it is a write-off for anybody that may want to donate property. We are primarily in the south part of the county, and now we have churches and organizations up in Titusville and here in Cocoa that are saying, we want you to come to the central and the north part of the county. So we now have partners. We've expanded our tent pegs, is what we say. And so we don't necessarily have an upcoming event, but we are going to be starting a remote call center. So no matter where you are located in Brevard County, if you feel called to give of 3 or 4 hours once a week, we will fully train you to talk over the phone with somebody in need and help them get these resources. We would love to have you. We are looking for, we're 95% volunteer based. So our website is loveincbrevard.com. You can give. We definitely need financial donors. Prayer. We need prayer warriors. We need volunteers. And you
and
can go right on our website
to
do that.
Shop.
Yes.
Donations, we also need donations for the thrift shop.
And we have listeners all over the United States and all over the world, actually. Actually, if you go to the website, there's a page that says if you'd like to start a Love Inc. in your community. And resources are right there. How to do it, the training, all of that information is right.
Just the name is so beautiful, Love Inc. And what a great show today. I mean, we do need a kinder, gentler, more mindful world, right?
Yeah.
One where collectively, like Ellen said, we're not taking anything with
we
us. We're not even taking our husband, children, pets, neighbors, best friend. No, nobody. They ain't coming.
Although, I don't know if I could go anywhere without my best friend.
you even try to say to them, I'm dying. Come with me. They're going to say, goodbye. Nobody ain't coming with you, Ellen. So the website, one more time, for Love Inc.
is www.loveincbrevard.com.
Danny, don't feel sorry. Your wife ain't taking you either. Neither my husband.
In case you didn't know. So thank you again, Sita, for a fantastic episode here on Viewpoint with Sita and Friends. Folks, we are here every single Monday at 1 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, right here on 1510 WWBC on Viewpoint with Sita and Friends. Thanks. God bless. We'll see you next week.
Just how great you are in all your majesty.